RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. Since 2010, it's been mandatory for health professionals to report any cases of misconduct by colleagues. Medico-legal expert Michael Gorton, principal of Russell Kennedy Lawyers, discusses the steps surgeons need to take if they suspect misconduct in the workplace and the consequences of ignoring the requirements under the Health Practitioner Regulation national law. First, Michael Gorton reminds Chris Ashmore what the obligations entail.
Since 2010, every health practitioner who is registered in Australia has been required to notify APRA where they see conduct by any other health practitioner which involves practicing while affected by drugs and alcohol, sexual misconduct in practice, a practitioner having an impairment that imposes a risk to the public, which could be a physical impairment or a mental health impairment, or where a practitioner who places the public at risk of harm in a way that constitutes a significant departure from acceptable professional standards. So, poor practice.
Right. Well, the idea obviously is to protect the public from misconduct, but it's not so straightforward, is it? Are some doctors reluctant to report? And if so, why?
Well, I suppose it's a pretty natural thing in Australia not to dob in a mate. So we're always reluctant to have to report anyone to the authorities. And this is seen as a requirement in the legislation that is very patient-focused. It's about protection of patients and patient safety. And just because you report it doesn't mean necessarily that any regulatory action is taken against you. But all practitioners are obliged, but we understand the fear, the uncertainty, they're unsure about what will happen. And, you know, where a doctor is trying to do the right thing, but they happen to make mistakes, you know, people are just reluctant to make the report. But they do have a legal obligation to do so.
Well, you have a recent case highlighting the consequences of a doctor who didn't report. What happened there?
That's right. There have been a few cases where we have found people who have not made mandatory reports. And in this case, a neurosurgeon in New South Wales did not report that a registrar had been taking drugs and may have been affected by drugs in practice. The neurosurgeon in question was actually having a relationship with the registrar. So that sort of explains, I suppose, the nature of the relationship. But the failure to report arose because the registrar actually took an overdose and died. So not only is there suggestion that the neurosurgeon failed to make a mandatory report, the coroner will obviously investigate whether the failure to report may have contributed to the death as well. So quite serious matters being addressed that may have been a better outcome if the mandatory report had been made when required.
Well, what are the consequences for surgeons who don't report? Does it depend on the circumstances?
It does. It depends on the circumstances and the severity of the failure to report and the severity of what was to be reported. But in the main, the cases that have occurred so far, it's usually been a reprimand. It could, of course, lead to suspension of practice or even deregistration from practice if it's ultimately very serious. But these things are quite measured, and what the medical board would look at in imposing any sanction for failure to make a mandatory report is what were the consequences, what was the harm, what was the risk to a patient.
Well, there's a particular issue now concerning the mandatory reporting in relation to impairments. What's going on in this current debate?
Well, since 2010, all states except Western Australia have required mandatory reporting by treating doctors. So where a health practitioner had a problem and sought medical help from a doctor or another health practitioner, that health practitioner or that doctor would be required to report the circumstances to APRA. So the question is, does that mean that there are doctors in need, health practitioners in need of support, who are too afraid to go to see their doctor, their GP or a specialist because of that fear of being reported to the medical board and to APRA? So given that there have been some celebrated cases in recent times where people have suffered harm as a consequence of not getting the right treatment, ministers are currently reviewing the provisions in the national law to see whether that needs to change and whether an exemption for treating doctors might be considered for mandatory reporting.
Can you remind our listeners what steps they need to take to report their colleagues' misconducting behaviour? For example, should they approach the offender first?
Look, I think these are very tricky circumstances, and the colleague that you may have to report may be a good friend. So you may want to check the circumstances first and have a discussion with the colleague and check whether what you fear or think is happening is in fact happening. At the end of the day, you must report if you have a reasonable belief that any of those notifiable circumstances have occurred. But don't think that you need to make the decision yourself. Check it with another colleague. You can check it with ARPA and the medical board through the advice line. You can obviously check it with your own medical defence organisation as well before you make the mandatory report. But the obligation is to make a report as soon as practical after you become aware of the circumstances that must be notified.
Michael Gorton, Russell Kennedy Lawyers. RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Buongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Buongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.